You're listening to SBS News.
Situated in the Wollongong suburb of Coniston in New South Wales is a shed where skilled tradespeople work on projects of wood and steel. A classic shed like any other in the country, with nothing exceptional to offer by looks. But it's not until you enter that you begin to feel the warmth of the people holding it together. This is the so-called Multicultural Men's Shed, run by the Multicultural Communities Council of Illawarra. The men in here come together to not just work on group projects, but to understand each other's story. Stories of where they came from. The story of hardships. One such man is Chilean Carlos Orellana. Mr. Orellana started coming to the shed 1.5 years ago, and on Harmony Day, he will be celebrating the diversity of his friends in the group.
They welcome us and we welcome them. You know, I mean, it's a good communication. We have no problem at all whatsoever. And yeah, we share the knowledge, whatever they know.
This Harmony Day marks the 20th anniversary of embracing inclusiveness and belonging for all Australians, regardless of their cultural or linguistic background. Multicultural Communities Council Illawarra Chief Executive Chris Lacey says it is now more important than ever for Australians to be proud of the rich diversity and multiculturalism they live within. Mr. Lacey finds the timing of the Harmony Day to be critical, given it comes in the wake of the mosque attacks in New Zealand that left 50 people dead. He says it is time for all Australians to come together, regardless of where they were born.
Extremist views that and extreme acts that we have seen in our community and across in New Zealand, this is not who we are. It really is true that Australia as a modern multicultural society has benefited significantly from the ideas and views and skills and languages and cultures that people have brought to Australia.
Australian Multicultural Foundation Executive Director Haas Delal says Australians and New Zealanders are setting an example for how to come back even stronger after a tragic incident like the one in Christchurch. Mr. Delal says he hopes this show of unity reaches its peak on Harmony Day.
I hope this, what I've seen over the last few days, and I've been involved in a lot of the Mosque Open Days and lots of other events that have happened throughout Victoria, and the solidarity that has been displayed because of this horrific tragedy and this horrific event, it's been overwhelming. And I think what it has done is united people from all walks of life to come together. Harmony Day, again, is a day that actually unites the strong and it demonstrates, the importance of strength.
The latest population census by the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows Australia is home to more than 300 different ancestries. The data also reveals there are more than 300 separately identified languages spoken in Australian homes. More than 21% of Australians speak a language other than English at home. After English, Mandarin is the next most commonly spoken language, followed by Arabic, Vietnamese, and Cantonese. When it comes to religion, 52% of Australians practice Christianity. The second largest religion is Islam, closely followed by Buddhism. Chris Lacey with the Multicultural Men's Shed says Harmony Day is about embracing each other, proving that there is strength in diversity.
Harmony Day is an opportunity for communities to come together and use that, one special day to do that. But, we would say that it shouldn't just be about one day. It should be about what we do every day to be good neighbours, to be good colleagues, to be good friends with people in our community.
With federal elections just around the corner, immigration has been a hot topic of discussion among party leaders. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the government will cap the number of migrants entering Australia. Mr. Morrison says additional efforts will also be made to direct skilled migrants away from cities like Sydney and Melbourne to tackle increasing congestion. Australian Multicultural Foundation's Haas Delal says while he supports a strong population policy, he does not want to see the debate around population management to be mixed with multiculturalism.
So I think we really need to look at it in a very holistic way and look at it from a perspective that takes us into the future. So therefore, we need to look at population policies for the future. And obviously, when you're doing that, you are looking at numbers and categories all the time. But I think there's no surprises then. What's really important is that we look to develop Australia's future, not based on election cycles, but long-term.
George Oshie, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.